We'll begin today with the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, have you got some changes for us?
No changes.
No changes.
I just have a question.
Ms. Deaver?
Are we going into executive session to talk about all three of those matters?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
If there are no more questions or comments, I'll accept the motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, May 19th minutes were in your packet. Are there any comments or changes? If not, I'll accept the minutes as approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. There is essentially one card, and I'll just read it. It's brief. It's addressed to Mr. Cole. Thank you for contributing funds to me for the People to People Leadership Summit. Representing Indian River High School at this national summit is a great honor for me. Thank you again so much. I sincerely appreciate your generosity. It looks like it's signed Nick McLaughlin, and the card says it was very much appreciated. And then also, we do have a fairly lengthy stack of cards that have come in. It looks like it was organized by the Sussex County Aging Network. Rather than reference those at this point, Mr. Baker and I talked about probably the appropriate time to do that's during his report under the heading of Sussex County Aging Network report, since they have to do with that.
Does council have any other correspondence they'd like to share? I would like to make note of my appreciation to Mr. Cole in my absence last week for conducting a very professional meeting, I understand. Someone said that he led a coup d'etat, but as I came to find out, they were just pulling my leg. And Mr. Cole, I believe, is on his way, got caught up in some traffic.
Yep.
I was in the Republic of Georgia on a volunteer assignment through the Department of Agriculture and a federal department called USAID. It was sponsored by those organizations to allow American farmers to go to the Republic of Georgia, former Soviet bloc nation who has lost pretty much all of its commercial agricultural infrastructure. And I spent 12 days there working with farmers and agribusinesses to help them bring some modern principles to their production and their service industry that supports agriculture. It was very rewarding, and I hope to be able to share it with the public at a later time in more detail. Mr. John Brady, are you here today? We'd like you to come on up and share with us what you have.
Good afternoon, members of council, ladies and gentlemen present. What you have before you is a proposal for a internet policy for the county and fees associated with that. You also have my evaluation of the fees currently charged in the office and discussion with both Mr. Baker's letter and my letter about any tweaking that may be needed to be done to fees this year. We're the only county not on the internet at the moment. And when we say we're not on the internet, I say that you can get the deed page and book number, but you can't look at the deed. Can't look at the mortgages, can't look at satisfaction pieces, can't look at anything that's been recorded. What I have been doing and in the last year to prepare for this is when we upgraded the system to the ACS 2020, we activated a feature on the system that allowed us to digitize those records back to 1999, and we're now going further back. We are scanning downstairs as it's been a little slow in the office, and we've redeployed some manpower elsewhere as per the county council president request and the county administrator's request. To keep people busy, we've been scanning the older deeds and mortgages. This has been at no additional cost to the county because our contract covers this. When we redid the contract, and you should have copies of the contract in there, we were paying $4.40 a page for per document, not per page, per document. We were able to reduce that when we renegotiated the contract to $3.84 a document. So we've been saving money on top of that as well. We are looking at a effective date of August 1st, 2009, to be able to put the first 10 years of those documents available on the internet. For people that want to view the index, it would be free, such as it is now to view your tax map and parcel number, to view those tax ditch descriptions and all of that. If you wanted to print out a deed or a document, it would be $1 a page. The split between that and the county and ACS would be the county would receive 60% of the money. ACS would receive 40% of the money. It would show up as a credit on our monthly bill. They would handle the credit card charges. They would handle all the billing on there. You could use your debit card. And we believe that this would be very beneficial to those one-time users or infrequent users that want to reference something at home and be able to print out those documents from their home computer. We also looked at a heavy user fee. And what that would be that they would be able to pay a $50 a month charge and then print out the documents at a quarter a page. And that would give them a break-even thing at about $72.50, if my math was right, but I'm not a math expert. I'm just a lawyer. I leave math to those people that have good degrees in there and tell me what I need to collect. So it would give them the chance to print out those documents that are available here in our record database. It will help part of our space problem. And I say that because before I did this, I went down to Virginia Beach, Virginia. I went up to Newcastle County. I went to Kent County. I've been to Franklin County, Massachusetts. I've been to Orange County, Florida, all at no expense to the taxpayer. For when I go teach law, I go in, boring life I have, I go in and check out the recording offices when I'm in those cities. And the number of people in Virginia Beach that was recording that day and was in there searching was one. Their building for searching was the size of our county council building, this whole building. They had one person there because everybody else did it online. I went down when I was, some people go to Disney World. I went to the Orange County government headquarters. I saw them do the electronic filing online, bring the documents up, approve them, take the money, and send them back in 5 minutes. And they had the electronic signature, page numbers put on, and it was done very promptly, very efficiently. Our system has that capability. Delaware has a working group of the three recorders and the state archivist and the Secretary of State. The guidelines have not been implemented yet. When they are, we will be ready to go to online recording and be able to have those electronic recordings. We will never stop in-person recording. Anybody will always have the opportunity to come in and manually record a deed and a document, and those documents are getting back, as in the manager's letter, in a very prompt period of time. The only fee change that I looked at, that Mr. Baker and I talked about, and that I am not proposing today, is a per-page fee increase from $9 to $11. We have had increase over the years. That fee change was last done in 2002, right before I took office in 2003. We have seen the cost of living go up greatly. We've seen a lot of expenses, but I am still bringing in about $800,000 more than my expenses are. And so that is what I'm putting into reserve. If that fund becomes smaller, then I will suggest that the county implement a per-page fee charge. At the state legislature last week, there's House Bill 174, which I spoke on. which will allow citizens of Sussex County to come in and to redact at no charge any personal identifying sensitive information that may have been put on their deeds, their mortgages, or DD-214s or any other documents that we recorded at no charge. We have the software to do this, and we can redact it. We will put those forms out. This bill is expected to be in the Senate next week and the governor to sign it. This is another service to protect the vital information that we have downstairs from our citizens in the county. And it is a pleasure to serve as your recorder of deeds.
John,
do the member of councils have any questions?
Mm-hmm. John, in this first page, you say there will be no charge to view the index. Is the index the same as the document?
The way they explain it to me, and I'm not a computer geek, the index tells to transfer, and it pulls up. I believe it also will allow you to look at the document. It just will not be able to you won't be able to print it. Is how it's explained to me, but I will double check on that.
Okay. Council, have any other questions for Mr. Brady?
If you find a document on your computer at home and you want to print it, where does it get printed?
Printed to your home.
To your home, okay. And you pay on the internet for that?
You pay on the internet, a screen will come up and say, you'll give a login name,
okay.
You'll give a credit card, and you can log in. There will be no service charge on top of it. It'll be a straight dollar a page.
Okay.
And that saves people coming in and printing it out here at the office.
What's the next step, Mr. Brady?
Next step is, I believe, an ordinance has to be written to prepare to implement that, and that's why I thought that to be for August. And depending, Kent County is looking at raising their fees at the same time, from 9 to 11, sometime later this fall. There is a proposed bill at the legislature, and that's what I'm a little worried about. It's going to be called the Archival Funding Bill. It will put a $25 surcharge on any recorded documents that has to be transferred to the state. That money will go directly to the state. Right now, we have a dollar surcharge. By increasing it $24, a typical deed is 2 pages, so that's $19 plus the $6 document surcharge fee, $25. That would raise that to $49. If that passes, we may not want to raise it $2 because that sort of like defeats the purpose. There are going to be people that will not be recording documents that they should because of that $25 fee. I personally think there are better ways to raise money to save the archives and the Division of Fine Arts and to load it on the back of the people that record documents.
All right. If there's no further questions, you'll work with our administration to get that put together.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Bob Jones.
Good afternoon, Billy. How are you?
Yes,
basically, what I have on the agenda is a change order number 4 and a substantial completion for the South Coastal Library, which is contract number 0604 and was under construction by Nason. I assume it's already due change order 4 first and substantial. Okay. That basically change order 4 consists of 8 potential changes and the final dollar adjustment for the allowance item that we had in the contract. And basically this changes the contract amount with a credit of $25,636, which is basically, with this change order, we'd be approximately 0.75% under the bid amount, the original bid amount of the contract. The first PCO was we changed out the floor slab vapor barrier to a 10 mil poly, and this resulted in a credit of $2,000. The second was additional power and devices to upgrade the sprinkler system in the attic to a dry sprinkler system. Power was to the air compressor, and we installed 2 dampers in the attic. 2 fire alarm monitoring devices were installed also within this upgrade. and that cost of that PCO was $2,264. The third was for changing the ceiling in the entrance lobby and vestibule from a hard ceiling to acoustical tile ceiling, which acoustical tile deadens the sound, and it also makes it access to all the items in the ceiling, which eliminates the equipment access hatches and all that. And which makes it easier for maintenance. You pop a ceiling tile, fix something, put the ceiling tile back instead of having to go through a hatch and all that mess. And the cost of that extra was $2,780. The fourth PCO was for the deletion of the stone dust and some concrete sidewalk we had designed and the reading guarding. The Friends elected to put pavers in there. So we got that credit, and that's a credit of $3,900. Sorry, lost my page. The fifth was out front in the entrance plan, there was a sidewalk designed to be right against the paving. And then we also had a sidewalk that was back toward the front of the building. When we got with DelDOT to work out some minor details on the entrance, we worked it out that we could delete one and just move the one from the building out a little bit. So it saved us some money there. And that resulted in a credit of $3,019. The sixth was for a little oak cap on what is called a knee wall, where the little computer desks are for the children. When we originally designed it, we designed it to have boxes and all the wiring in the children's computer desks, assuming it would be like a desk, but it's actually a slab top. So what the contractor did was build up a knee wall of drywall, and the guy that did the ceiling actually did the wall for free. But it's got a nice little oak cap on, and that's what we're paying for, is just the cap, which was $263 for an oak cap. And then what we did is we mounted most of the boxes in that wall, so all we had to do was run little data wires, which dresses up, make it safer and neater looking. And then basically when we had our fire marshal's final, he requested that we add two horns and a strobe light in the attic. So that because we couldn't hear, because of the acoustical ceiling, then underneath the roof trusses, we had drywall for fire protection, and we have 8 inches of insulation. It was beautiful sound barrier, so we had to put some alarms up there in case somebody was up there and we had a fire alarm. So that extra was $1,369. And in the final, eighth one was to change the color in the teen center. The original color select was before the furniture was finalized. Did not go with the furniture, so we changed the color in there. Unfortunately, we didn't catch it until after the fact. It was $634. Then what we had in the bid, since we weren't sure what signage would be in the building and outside the building, we put a $30,000 allowance. And basically what we ended up with the signage that we arrived at, because the library reused a lot of the bookcase signage, was that we only spent $6,063, so it's resulted in a net savings of $23,937. So that's how we come up with the credit on this change order, $25,636. Any questions?
Any questions from council?
I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant Studio Jade, change order number 4 for Sussex County Project 0604 South Coastal Library renovations be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $25,636 for a new total of $4,167,738. Excuse me.
I'll make it.
Sorry.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the motion read by Mr. Jones. Is there any questions?
How much is that library going to cost us?
Basically, it was bid at 4.2 point something. I don't know the exact original, but right now we're $36,000 under the original bid.
Yeah, that's like less than a penny on a dollar. So that's almost 4.2 almost?
4.2 in round figures, yes, sir.
That's just the contract for that. Yeah.
What's the total cost at library?
Well, I can only do it based on the actual budget. All the final figures aren't in with the change orders and that kind of thing. So it's over $4 million, but we have plenty of funding to do this library from three sources, the state, the county, and the Friends contributed a huge amount of money for this library, over $1 million.
Yeah, they collected over $2 million, the Friends.
Collected over two.
And the state paid for 50%.
So we're going to have less than $1 million in it? Is that what we're saying for the county?
It's in that ballpark, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? We'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Mr. Jones.
Next, I have the motion for the substantial completion, which we basically ended up with finishing the project on April the 18th and opened the doors the 20th of April. May I read the motion?
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio Jade, that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective April 18th, 2009 for the Sussex County Project 0604 South Coastal Library to Nason Construction, Inc., and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the motion read by Mr. Jones. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker?
The first item I have is a proclamation for the month of June as Home Ownership Month, and with us today we have Ms. Ruth Briggs King and Mr. Lit Dryden. I don't know if they'd like to, and you'd like to come up, or your representatives, welcome to come up. While they're on their way up, I'll read the proclamation proclaiming the month of June as Home Ownership Month in Sussex County. Whereas owning a home is an important part of the American dream, and whereas the Sussex County Council, through its moderately priced housing program, will provide affordable home ownership opportunities for over 500 households, and whereas the Sussex County Council, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, USDA Rural Development, nonprofit housing agencies, and the Sussex County Association of Realtors, will continue to provide assistance for home ownership in Sussex County citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the month of June as Home Ownership Month for the American Dream in Sussex County. Be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this effort throughout the year.
Could I get a motion to adopt that resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. The motion carried. I'll present you with this. Have you anything to share with us about home ownership?
Well, since we went through a little trouble to prepare this little speech, then we'll go ahead and read it. So, good afternoon. Thank you for having us again. We were here back in April. So, on behalf of the Sussex County Association of Realtors, we thank you for recognizing the value of home ownership and for celebrating Home Ownership Month. As we go through difficult economic times, it may be hard to remember the value of home ownership that it brings to our community and to the homeowners. But the biggest investment in return that Americans have is in their home. We're glad that the council has been proactive in creating programs such as Marley Price Housing Initiative and other programs to address local housing concerns. Together, we realize that we can improve our community. The new partnership that the county has developed with Realtors Housing Counseling Agencies to address workforce housing and foreclosure issues is a model program that we can use in other areas. We hope to continue our work together to assist the citizens of Sussex County, and we are still working towards that initiative. On Thursday evening at the Sussex County Association of Realtors building, we're hosting an employee workshop to go over and explain the program that we've been working, partnering with the Community Housing Division to give them more insight on the NSP program that the governor has had the commercials on affordable housing. So, again, we thank you for your time, and we appreciate that.
Any questions from council? say.
Come on, Lip, get in there.
The council members there Thursday night, if possible.
Yes.
Thank you.
That way you guys get your choice.
I do have something to say. I'd like to, first of all, thank you, because I think that in Sussex County, we have a very good working relationship between the different communities that address homeownership issues. We've been working with Brandy and Brad and some other not-for-profits probably since last year about hoping that we would get some NSP funds, which is Neighborhood Stabilization Funds. And somebody told me, Ruth, you'll never see a dime of that money. And we're seeing $2 million in Sussex County. And I think we figured that's about, 28 households at least to help. And this is unique. We've been talking. We were actually asked to share some information about the program in Washington 2 weeks ago, because the relationships that we have, the leveraging that you're doing, you're taking that $2 million and you're going to leverage it with tax credits and other programs that are out there. And what that is going to do is help the workforce housing. And sometimes we hear this concept about affordable housing. In Sussex County, workforce housing is housing for those households that earn between $43,000 and $81,000 a year. And we know that that's two teachers. That's a teacher and perhaps a firefighter or another public service employee, or the average working person in Sussex County. That's the average, and that's what we're hoping to hit here. It's not the people that have bought too much house and now they're upside down or underwater, but this program is going to help put individuals closer to the work, which is a savings on gas and commuting. So it's just a whole layered program there, where if using government funds that are available, using a common sense approach and partnership, we're able to do a whole lot more together than what any one agency could do alone. So we thank you for enabling us to do that, and we think we'll see a really positive impact in the community.
Thank you. Appreciate everything you do.
The next item is a report from the Sussex County Cheer Center. Mr. Ken Bach, I believe, is here. He has to be on the agenda to present some information.
Members of the council, Administrator Baker, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you here this afternoon. My name is Ken Bach, and I'm here representing the Sussex County Aging Network. We are a voluntary organization made up of a collective of private, not-for-profit senior service organizations from throughout Sussex County. Our purpose is to represent the needs of Sussex County senior citizen population, to work cooperatively with all organizations to try and improve services and ensure that the seniors in Sussex County are getting the services that they require and that they need to maintain the quality of life that we all enjoy here in Sussex County. Our member organizations provide a whole range of services, all devoted to helping senior citizens maintain their independence and maintain active lifestyles here in Sussex County. We have some unique challenges here in Sussex County. First off, we have the highest percentage of seniors of any county in the state. We have the fastest growth rate in senior population of any of the counties in the state, and we have the oldest seniors of any place of any of the counties in the state. Right now, 1 in 4 Sussex Countyans is a senior citizen. That number will grow in the coming decade. It'll be 1 in 3. The older seniors aged 85 and above are growing at a rate of 4 times the rate of the general population. So the issue of the demographics in our county continues to expand in terms of the needs and the requirements of senior citizens. We now have 3 generations of senior citizens here in Sussex County. We have those that have seen 100 years come and pass. We have the children now the baby boomers and children of the seniors that are all joining the ranks of senior citizens. all of this continues to swell that segment of our population. We understand the budget situations that the county finds itself with today, that all of us find ourselves faced with today. And we're not here today to ask for funding. We appreciate the support that this council has given us in the past. We look forward to his continued support in the future, particularly as times improve, economic times improve. What we do want to remind everybody of is with this continuing expanding population, there will be increased public sector costs that are inevitable one way or another, either responding in a proactive fashion to help seniors maintain their independence, maintain their own homes and their own lifestyles here in the county, or in alternative types of costs associated with institutionalization or other things that have higher costs. We hope that those can be avoided in the future. Seniors today in Sussex County are making choices in between food, between medicine, between things that affect their standard and quality of living. We recognize, as I said, the economic times that all of us are suffering from right now. We believe that as times get better, we can do better. But for this time and this day, we ask your support in terms of continuing to be involved in the community, looking for those opportunities to help us network with community service organizations, the faith-based community, and the like, to better coordinate and ensure the continuation of services to our senior citizens during these difficult times. We ask for your continued support as partners with us as we continue to work to serve the senior citizens, our largest segment of the population here in Sussex County. We ask you to continue to be involved, and we thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. We do have a number of cards that we received in the mail that Mr. Robertson referred to, and I'll just read one of them. To my Sussex County Councilman, I am one of more than 55,000 senior citizens living in Sussex County. We are the fastest growing segment of the population, representing more than one in every four Sussex Countyans. We understand these challenging economic times, but we want to be sure the programs and services we depend upon to maintain our independence in our homes are not forgotten. Please support the preservation of funding for senior citizens in our programs. We do have quite a few of those cards that we did receive.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. The next item is County Office Evacuation Agreement, and with us today we have Mr. Joe Kemp and Mr. Denny Cordry. Mr. Kemp is our safety director, and of course Denny Cordry is our personnel director. Mr. Kemp has been working on an evacuation plan and agreement if there is a need to evacuate this building during working hours. As he will explain, if there is this need, then we have a plan and we have an agreement for your consideration for employees to temporarily stay at a hall in town. So I'll let Mr. Kemp explain.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Good afternoon. I just had a brief statement first, and then I will cover the evacuation plan and the agreement. To ensure the safety of employees, it is important that all employees know what to do in the event of an emergency. That emergency can include a fire emergency or a weather-related emergency as well. It is important that this plan is implemented to prevent injury to employees and to provide shelter in the event of an evacuation of this building. This is the first step in an overall emergency action plan that I am currently working on that covers all the employees of the administration building. Basically, we have secured a temporary shelter in case of our employees in the evacuation of this building, and that shelter is St. Michael's Church on Edward Street in Georgetown. This is at no cost to the county. The only things that we will have to provide if it is a long-term temporary shelter arrangement, and long-term meaning an entire day, several hours, we would have to supply things such as food, water, medical, security, and also return the evacuation hall or the evacuation center to its state before we arrived. Now, this is just the first step in the emergency action plan. Mr. Baker and I have been in contact with each other for several months now trying to secure this. St. Michael's has been very proactive and very helpful in all of our needs and requests that we've had for them. Are there any questions?
Any questions from council? Mr. Baker, do you need a formal motion for this?
Yes. Okay. I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve an agreement with St. Michael's Church to allow the use of their social hall for temporary evacuation of county employees if needed.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Does the council have any questions?
Are we supposed to work out this church once we move over there, or what? What's the purpose of this?
The purpose is to shelter our employees from the elements, or if we have a long-term evacuation of the building, we will have a place for them to stay where it's secure and it's inside.
Like what kind of elements are you talking about?
Weather elements, if yes.
We're talking about bomb threat or
bomb threats or
what? Weather elements, if it's a bomb threat, if we have a fire emergency in the building, any of those related emergencies.
Now we're going to transport with an automobile, is that our trucks or whatever?
Each employee will be, it's in the agreement, each employee is responsible to drive themselves to the facility. We have plenty of parking. The facility holds up to 400 people. We currently have in this building at any one time 245 to 250 people.
Why,
so we have plenty
of room. Why me as an employee, why would I stop there? Why not go on further home or somewhere?
You can. You're allowed to.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Why is this? Are we planning on working from there?
The reason why we have secured this facility is if we do have an emergency in this building, we want to make it known that the employees must evacuate there so we can get a full accountability of our employees. If we do have an emergency in this building, we need to know where our employees are at that time. If we have people that show up missing at the shelter or their names are not on the list, then we have to notify command, who's in charge of the evacuation and the emergency on site, that we have certain individuals that are missing, which would, in fact, make them go in and search the building and look for these individuals. So it's an accountability issue.
Plus, if we envision maybe a temporary need, maybe for a couple hours, something like that, and then the building, if the building was okay, we could come back and continue the workday and not have to just send all our employees home. And Mr. Kemp did check with some other facilities in town.
More or less a headcount or something like that.
That's correct.
Okay.
And as Mr. Baker said, I am currently working with the armory in town, which is a lot closer, to secure them as a facility as well. So, yes.
Are there any other questions? If not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
That's what it is.
I think it is.
George. I was almost one of those.